Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We've got a pretty special person hanging on to talk to us right now. I almost couldn't believe it until I read it, that these guys have been performing for 40 years, 20 million albums sold, 5,000 shows under their belt. The last one sold out at the Metro on North Clark Street the other night. Brand new album that's out there, first album in 7 years, Bang Zoom Crazy Hello. You know Cheap Trick, of course. We were so lucky this week to be able to sit down and have a pretty long and extensive interview with the entire band. But in the process of that conversation that we had with the entire band on the occasion of them being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we also learned something pretty special that Tom Peterson of the group, one of the founders of the group, has been involved in. Yesterday was World Autism Day. And Tom has been involved in all things autistic for quite some time now, and he joins us live on the phone. Tom, good morning. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for coming on early with our schedule change here today with the Blackhawks. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me. It's really nice. That's good news about your mom. That's,
yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's been pretty rocky.
My mom is still around, too, and she's turning 93 in August. It's always something like that, but it's... But God forbid you call when Dancing with the Stars is on or something.
Like, yeah, I'm busy right now. I swear to God, that's what it was. Can I finish watching this movie? Age of Adeline is on. I want to finish watching Age of Adeline.
That's what... Probably even if you told her, well, Mom, if you're watching the station, if you see that pause button, no. Well, it's too complicated.
What? That was the day that I was headed up to Milwaukee to go interview the group Chicago, like I interviewed you guys on Friday. And it's like, Mom, I got to get up to Milwaukee. I'm on a school. Well, just go then. Just go, because I want to finish watching the movie.
Hilarious. That is good.
That is a tough, that generation, you can pretty much throw anything at that generation, and they handle it. It's amazing, right?
Yeah, it is amazing. I know, it is amazing.
So, first of all, we're going to talk autism, World Autism Day in a second, but we would be remiss if we didn't say, congratulations. Everybody is just so happy with the induction that'll take place next Friday for you guys into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I know that we spoke extensively, and we're going to be showing it on WGN-TV soon, how happy you guys are also to be receiving this tremendous honor.
You know, it's almost as if we're getting happier as it goes along. It was quite a surprise. We weren't thinking of it, you know, that, oh, we're going to get in, we should get in, that kind of thing. It wasn't even really in our minds like that. It's nothing we have really any control over. We can't, you know, we can't lobby for it ourselves. There's nothing we can do. You know, and it's kind of, it seems a bit random because it's, you know, it's like picking the top, what are the best 100 songs of all time or the best groups or whatever. You know, you're never going to please everybody, and it's always incorrect to most people. So, but it's such a is a huge honor, and really, as it goes along, the more we think about it, it really sinks in more and more. You know, we didn't grow up with the Hall of Fame, as we told you before. That there was no such thing when we started, but it we're excited about it. So it's coming up Friday. We do the big ceremonies in Brooklyn on the 8th.
Yeah, at the Barclays Center this coming Friday, and then the whole thing will be recorded. They haven't picked a date yet, but it's going to be shown on HBO. They're saying it's going to be in May of this year, so we'll keep everybody posted on you guys, the group Chicago, Deep Purple.
I saw an ad on HBO about that. It said April 30th. I don't know if that's correct.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, don't go by me.
You probably have better information than we do on that.
Well, I don't know. I just thought out of the blue, like, wow, that's... The ad was really impressive because it had Keith Richards talking, not about us, just in general terms.
Yeah.
Different. And it was like, wow, I was impressed.
It is pretty cool. It's going to be an amazing night, too, with you guys, Chicago, Deep Purple, Steve Miller, NWA, and the late songwriter-producer Burt Burns all being inducted. It's a who's who of rock and roll, so it's going to be pretty amazing. How did the show go at the Metro? I mean, it's cool to see Cheap Trick, you know, in a gigantic venue, but when you see them at a place where, you know, lots of us remember seeing you guys when you were first getting started at smaller venues, it's awesome. It had to be awesome.
Yeah, it is. It really takes us back to the days when we started, especially being at the Metro and seeing, really, it's like old home week. There's so many people that are there that we started with and that have been there all along. We've got a really great fan base, you know, of people that we see a lot, and it's a bit like an extended family, I'd say, you know, and then you see a lot of them all in the same place, you know. It's always nice we go someplace, we're in New Zealand or somewhere, and there's somebody from that we recognize in the audience from, you know, that's been around, and it's really quite nice. But that was fun. It's a great club. I like that size of the venue because it's really powerful in those places like that. That's small. The people are right up to you. It's great fun.
Yeah, it's got to be tremendous fun. And the fans were so excited. We talked to lots of them. We're standing in line, you know, down the block to get in. There was an event at Reckless Records on North Milwaukee Avenue, a kind of a meet and greet that you guys had at this great vintage record store. And the fans were so excited and, you know, relate to you guys so well. And you guys are, you know, I've been around a lot of people and they kind of go through the motions, you know, for those kind of things. But you guys genuinely seem to enjoy talking with the fans and, you know, getting the appreciation from the fans, which is really awesome. But the main reason that I wanted to talk to you guys, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is nice and all that stuff is nice. But what I discovered when we talked on a Friday was how involved you are with issues regarding autism. Yesterday was World Autism Day, and you are very much involved in this cause. Explain how you got involved and, you know, the extent of your involvement in this.
Well, we're involved because we're directly involved because our son, Liam, who just turned 9 in March, he's autistic, and really my wife figured it out when he was about a year and a half, way before they could diagnose someone for that. In fact, we knew something was up, and it was like, no, it's not autism, he's too social. They don't really know, and you can only be diagnosed when you're about 5. But she was reading an article somewhere. She started to read everything about, you know, kids and why he's not reaching his milestones and things. And she read an article about a child that had autism, and it just sounded just like Liam, and she was, you know, shocked. And so we just treated it as if we knew that he had been diagnosed and got him all the therapy we could. It really, speech therapy and occupational therapy and that kind of thing, physical therapy, which they provide if you really pursue it through the state. We're in Tennessee. But they recommend 25 to 40 hours a week of speech therapy.
Wow.
And we ended up getting, the most week you could get was 4 hours a week. So was like, wow, we realize this is really something here. That, you know, you feel like you're a failure as a parent, and it's, you know, what person has the ability to get a speech therapist for 40 hours a week?
Right.
It's really expensive. It's, you know, you're just like, what do I do? What do I do? And we just started, you know, just realize that parents need help. You know, there's got to be a way to get to parents and, you know, get on blogs and, you know, when you find out your child's autistic or you think something like that is happening, you don't know where to turn, and everywhere you go, you know, you talk to doctors who don't seem to really know anything about it. It's all this dry medical terms, and you want to hear from parents. So we started to just, we thought, we just got to reach out and speak out about this, say we're in this situation, and get out there and see what comes to us. So that's really how it started.
And so all of that led you to rockyourspeech.com?
Yes, we realized when Liam was a little older than that, he didn't speak at all until he was 5. He was only speaking in, you know, one word and a word here and there, and not full sentences or nothing like that. So, but what he did was Dancing with the Stars, is coincidentally, we used to watch that, we still do, the family loved it, so it came on the air, and he, out of the blue, started singing along with the theme song,
wow.
Which at that time was just an instrumental thing, like the singer sang the thing, and he, for the first time, sang along.
Responded to it, yeah.
Because he didn't have to know any lyrics. He didn't have to figure out what was going on, or you know, or he could understand, and he did it. And my wife looked at me and said, "Oh my God, this is, you know, amazing. Why don't we put together songs that have a simple lyric content, but is music that we like to listen to, but isn't complicated, and is, you know, things, maybe terms that we want him to use that would be helpful. You know, I'm sick, I'm tired, help me." You know, or we started the thing with the colors, you know, the color blue, the ocean's blue, the sky is blue, that sort of thing. And we didn't want to do it where it was really little kiddie themes. We wanted to do things that you could kind of relate to no matter what age you were.
Right.
So we just kind of kept going. We realized it, actually the first song he ever really liked that he really took to was the song Blue Eyes by Elton John.
Hmm.
And he heard it, and his mom said, "Oh, that reminds me of you, Liam. You have blue eyes." And from that point on, he figured out on the computer how to find it. He'd see Elton's picture, find the song, and play it all the time.
Wow.
But he'd only pick out the first word in a line or the last word. He'd wait, you know, blue eyes, baby's got blue eyes. He'd come in the perfect spot.
Yeah.
Because he knew it was coming. And he kind of gradually, so really the essence of it is that with autism, they have to learn speech slowly, step by step, sound by sound. And the reason we really realized how they did that was because we did get early intervention, and they came to your house at that time. He was so young that they would come around, and we saw that the speech therapist just got right in his face and went through every sound. Like, if you're trying to learn the word blue, you okay, you put your lips together.
Right.
And then, okay, you got that. Then, okay, put your tongue behind your teeth. Okay, okay. And then, ooh, like a moo, ooh, ooh.
Right.
Then you get it. Okay, the next word. It's that slow of a process.
Yeah.
But if you see that happening, it's like, wow, as a parent, well, you can do that yourself. And you can help out and really, you know, add to their speech therapy. And they do get it eventually. It's a slow process, but, you know, and that's really how it started with us. So
yeah.
We just started doing songs that had the first song we did, we just tried it out, right? I went up in the studio, and my wife had a list of kind of phrases you might want to use to pick from that she wanted him to learn how to say.
Right, phrases, so alphabet, I noticed was in there. And just some really basic things that were in which there's repetition, rhythmically, yeah. Lyrically, you can see how, you know, it's searching to, you know, grab on to the mind. It's really interesting, you know, just, as you say, for adults to listen to see how it would help. And anybody who has autistic children who's interested in this, rockyourspeech.com, really easy to remember. It's fantastic, and there are links to get more information as well. Again, it's rockyourspeech.com. I need to get to the Blackhawks game here, Tom, so I have
that's
to
all right.
Cut short here. But well, let's.
I'm sorry I missed your birthday.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
You would have gotten back to me, but you had a good reason.
I had. I got a great presence, and you know my mom is healthy, and then I got to talk to Cheap Trick the next day. So,
thank you for having us. I really appreciate it, and thanks for talking about Rocket Speech.
Yeah,
really something close to our hearts, and we're. It's really exciting. We've met so many great people, and you're really in the special needs world. It's, you know, everybody's kind of in the same boat, and it's you know, you just want to hear, you know, what do we do? And it is not the end of the world, as it does seem probably to most people when they find out, like, uh-oh, something's wrong with my child, and it's just it's scary, but it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, rockyourspeech.com. Learn more about it. Tom Peterson from Cheap Trick. And again, congratulations so much on the induction. Have a great time next Friday, and we'll look forward to talking with you again soon, Tom. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dean.